Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here once again to take you on another small journey through the Spirits book by Allan Kardec. Today we will cover the law of society, questions 766 to 775.
Enjoy.
Question 766. Is societal life natural?
Certainly. God has made humans for living in society. Otherwise, it would have been needless for God to have endowed them with speech and all the other faculties necessary for a life of relationships.
Question 767. Is absolute isolation contrary to the law of nature?
Yes, because people instinctively seek societal living and because all of them must cooperate in humankind's progress by mutually helping one another.
Question 768. In seeking societal living, do people only obey a personal sentiment, or is there a wider providential purpose involved?
Humans must progress. They cannot do so alone, however, since they do not all possess every faculty. They need contact with others. In isolation, they become brutish and withered.
Author's remarks for question 768. No single individual possesses the complete range of faculties. It is through societal union that individuals complete one another in order to ensure their own welfare and progress. It is because they need one another that they have been created to live in society and not in isolation. Question 769. We can understand that as a general principle, societal life is founded on the laws of nature. But since all tastes are also natural, why would a taste for absolute isolation be condemnable if someone finds satisfaction in it?
Selfish satisfaction. There are also those who find satisfaction in drunkenness. Do you approve of that? God cannot consider as pleasing a life in which persons condemn themselves to being useless to everyone.
Question 770. What is to be thought of those who live in absolute seclusion in order to escape the pernicious contact of the world?
Doubly selfish.
Sub-question 770. But if such seclusion has expiation as its purpose through the imposition of harsh privations, isn't it meritorious?
Doing mostly good rather than evil is the best expiation. Through such seclusion, they avoid one evil only to fall into another, since they neglect the law of love and charity.
Question 771. What should we think of those who renounce the world in order to devote themselves to the relief of the unfortunate?
They evolve by putting others' needs before their own. They have the double merit of placing themselves above material pleasures and of doing good by fulfilling the law of labor.
Sub-question 771. And those who withdraw to seek the tranquility required for certain kinds of labor?
That is not the absolute withdrawal of the selfish individual. They do not isolate themselves from society because they labor for it.
Question 772. What is to be thought of the vow of silence that has been prescribed by certain sects since remotest antiquity?
You might as well ask whether speech is natural and why God has given it. God condemns the abuse rather than the use of divinely granted faculties. Nevertheless, silence is useful at times because in silence you can compose yourself. your spirit becomes freer and can enter into communication with us. However, a vow of silence is foolishness. Undoubtedly, those who regard such privations as acts of virtue have good intentions, but they are mistaken by not sufficiently understanding the true laws of God.
Author's remarks for question 772. The vow of absolute silence, like the vow of isolation, deprives individuals of the societal relations that can furnish them with opportunities to do good and to fulfill the law of progress. Question 773. Why is it that among the animals, parents and offspring no longer recognize each other when the latter no longer need care?
Animals live a material life, not a moral life. A mother's tenderness for her young has as its principle the instinct of preservation regarding the beings born to her. When these beings are able to take care of themselves, her task is fulfilled and nature requires no more of her. Thus, she abandons them in order to occupy herself with more newborns.
Question 774. There are persons who infer from animals' abandonment of their offspring that the family ties among humans are merely a result of social customs and not a law of nature. What should we make of this?
Human beings have a different destiny than that of the animals. So why do you always want to identify with them? For humans, there is something beyond physical needs. There is the need to progress. Social ties are necessary for progress, and family ties are summed up in social ties. Hence, family ties are a law of nature. God has thus willed that humans learn to love one another as brothers and sisters.
Refer to question number 205. Question 775. What would be the result for society if family ties were relaxed?
A magnification of selfishness.